Gets a screen from Ryan Sweeney. Pulls up jump shot, right elbow. And this one's nothing but the bottom of the net for David Messing. He has 13.
David Messing's had a whale of a ball game tonight.
Back out to a 19-point lead. And this one's tipped out of bounds by Jonathan Brandle. It'll be Deckerville ball on the side. Anthony Sweeney checks in, replaces David Messing with 3:08 left. As Ubley has not trailed in this ball game yet.
Forget what I said about overtime.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I thought this might be a closer ball game than what it turned out to be.
Bowerman pops the three in the corner. This one's airballed, brought in by Anthony Sweeney. Ninth board in this quarter already. Wide open, Matt Mychek, left wing, no good for the three, and it's brought in by Williams. Spatial, top of the key, to the left wing. And we have a loose ball, and they're actually going to call a jump ball. That easily could have been a foul against Patello. Instead, is a possession arrow in favor of the Eagles. Jacob Boole checks in for Ubley. He plays as Matt Mychek, junior for junior. 2:44 left in regulation, 59-40. Bowerman left wing extended. Gintz feeds it in, back out to the right wing, down to the right corner. Williams for three, airballed, saved by Schmidt, but it's finally brought in by Jonathan Brandle. Anthony Sweeney back out to Brandle, top of the key, into the right corner to Uhl. Being guarded by Williams. Dribbles it all the way back up to the right wing, back up to the top against Anthony Sweeney. Back into the corner to Uhl. I'll be starting to spread things out a little bit. Being patient with it, Ryan Sweeney, top of the key. Anthony Sweeney now. 2:05 left in the fourth quarter. 59-40. Ubley leads by 19 points.
Yes, Ubley is milking the clock.
Ties their largest lead of the night. Ryan Sweeney at the top.
This is the most time I've ever seen him take off before a shot.
Brandle goes into the lane. Can't get the finger roll to fall. And who are they giving that one to?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine. I think Klammer should have it.
I think Klammer was with that one as well. That one went straight up and maybe get a finger on that. 61-40. In retaliation, that would be a three from Austin Fritch. This one's no good. Rebound from Jonathan Brandle. Left wing, Anthony Sweeney gets a screen from Klammer. Now he retreats. And we have a timeout called, 30-second timeout called by Gus Recker. With a minute 22 left in the fourth quarter, 61-40 on the WLAW Sports Network.
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth wants you to save more this tax season. From now until the end of March, D&M Cabinet Shop will give up to 15% off on all Decora cabinets. Also, you could get 10% off a Cambria countertop with purchase of a Decora kitchen. So for this tax season, save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop and get that kitchen or bathroom you've been dreaming about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Well, John, I have a hard time believing that coming out of the timeout, Gus Recker set up the old double dribble play. That's what it ended up as.
Yeah, it looked like it, but actually he was trying to get some kids in for the last minute and 20-some seconds.
Deckerville returns the favor as Cade Walsh pops a three now from the left wing. This one's in and out. Rebound brought in by Uhl. 12th rebound in this quarter alone for Ubley. Cade Walsh with the 20-footer. This one's no good. And rebound brought in by number 50. Cameron Peruski, and he is fouled hard. That'll be the fifth team foul against Deckerville. So be on the floor. And it goes against number 13, Wyatt Janowak. That is his fourth. Ubley inbounds underneath their own hoop. David Messing into the corner to Uhl. Feeds into Cade Walsh against Spatzel. Kicks it back out to Uhl, right wing. Thought about taking the three, does not. Back to Cade Walsh in the corner. Dribbles down the baseline. Lets the floater fly, and this one's no good. Rebound, Janowak. 35 seconds left. Here comes Fritch on the floater from the left side off the glass in for 2 points. Seven for him. 61-42, Ubley by 19 points. 25 seconds left. Lemke to David Messing on senior night for the four seniors for the LB Bearcats will be victorious. 15 seconds left. Dribbling to the left wing. No hurry to Cade Walsh, to Lemke. 10 seconds remaining.
I just dribble out, and that's what they're going to do.
The final will be 61 for Ubley, 42 points for Deckerville. 2 seconds left, and there is the final buzzer as the Ubley Bearcats return the favor and hold serve at home against the Deckerville Eagles as they split the series this season. Ubley Bearcats 61, Deckerville 42 on the WLAW Sports Network. Hang with us. We'll have your post-game wrap-up right after this.
Really? Huh. All right, hey, you over there, guys, come on, get in line. We'll start the interview process shortly, right? Come on.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for? Come on, man, what are you doing?
Sorry, hold on, let me put this down. Hey there, Mike, I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299, and right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
From Harbor Beach and Port Sanilac to Bay City and beyond, people head for more Shoreline Chevrolet, Buick, and Sewink for fair deals, a great in-stock selection of brand new and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and service before, during, and after the sale in the more tradition. You get top trade-in allowances from experienced creative sales reps who work hard to help you upgrade your transportation with the least possible financial pain. Their knowledgeable service department has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment and training to find and remedy complex electronic problems that often defy discovery but stop your car and other mechanics in their tracks. Their body shop can handle any make or model you bring in, and they constantly strive for better than factory new results. So for new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 in Seaboyne. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, the Regentin Lukowski Law Group can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Lynn Regentin, Bill Lukowski, or Scott Long today at 810-376-4710. Office is located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville, with a second location at 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Final score from Ubley, Michigan finds the Bearcats victorious, 61-42, a 19-point victory over the Deckerville Eagles. Ubley was led by co-leading scorers David Messing and Matt Mychek, each with 13.